President John Dramani Mahama has challenged African governments to build public sector institutions that will serve the purpose of transparency and accountability in governance. This is contained in a message read for him by the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Hannah Tete, to mark the start of the AU Africa Public Service Day celebration in Accra. Rebecca Ekpe reports.
Member countries of the African Union and other partners across the globe represented at the public service gathering will spend the next 7 days deliberating on the African public service in the age of open government. A challenge to public servants who hold a critical stake in the government machinery is how to involve the citizenry in decision-making process. In a message at the opening, President Mahama said, with the rise of democratic movements, African governments are no doubt confronted with this new challenge of governance, as citizens are asking for a greater say in the governance process. He said this partnership is critical, describing it as an engagement that helps deepen democracy and strengthen social capital. President Mahama said he expects of the gathering constructive criticisms and suggestions as a way forward for Africa. Chairperson of the Public Services Commission, Bridget Katriku, asked public servants to maintain professionalism and exploit new technologies to improve performance in service delivery. Mrs. Katriku reminded public servants, unlike politicians, they cannot be voted into power. Public servants with political ambitions are therefore required to relinquish their positions to pursue their desired careers. One of the AU representatives, Dr. Aisha Abdullahi, who is in charge of political affairs of the AU, said as a contribution to the achievement of African renaissance, the African Charter on the Values and Principles of Public Service and Administration must be upraised. She said it is unfortunate that only 26 AU members states out of 54 have so far signed the charter, and only 6 countries have finalized ratification. At the end of the week-long AU Public Service Day celebrations, ministers, government officials, policymakers, and innovators in governance hope to build a shared understanding on innovations that member states can adopt to revitalize their country's public sector.
Rebecca Ekpe reporting.